Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly election ends this evening. Political leaders make last-ditch efforts to woo voters. JPC report on Waqf bill to be presented in Lok Sabha today. Third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh underway on the occasion of Basant Panchmi in Prayagraj. Country cannot have millions of illegal migrants, says Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, appeals to youth to neutralize anti-national narratives. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda clinches prestigious Tata Steel Masters 2025 title at Wijkanzi in Netherlands. And in men's T20 cricket, India beat England in fifth and final match of series played at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And now the news in detail. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda will address a public meeting in the Burari area this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also going to address public meetings in different constituencies of the national capital. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to hold a public meeting and a roadshow this afternoon. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also be addressing several public meetings in the city today. Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi is going to hold a roadshow in the Kasturba Nagar area to seek votes in favour of the party candidates. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday, and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Delhi is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress in the polls. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are set to exercise their electoral franchise and decide the fate of the candidates. Voting will take place at 13,760 polling stations in the national capital. The Election Commission is taking various voter-friendly measures to ensure voter participation in the polls. A queue management solution, QMS app, has been launched to make voting experience smoother and faster. More than 35,000 Delhi police personnel, 19,000 home guards and 220 CAPF companies will be deployed for ensuring security on the day of voting. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is to be presented in the Lok Sabha today. Jagdambika Pal, the chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on the Waqf Amendment Bill, along with BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal, will present the report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. They will also lay on the table the record of evidence given before the Joint Committee. The report was presented to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla on 30th of January 2025. The JPC on the Waqf Amendment Bill adopted the draft report and the amended revised bill on Wednesday, 29th of January. However, the opposition leaders submitted their dissent notes on the report. The JPC had earlier cleared the Waqf Bill 1995 with 25 amendments across 14 clauses and sections. The budget session of Parliament began on 31st of January and will continue till 4th of April. And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025 being held in Prayagraj. The third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchmi. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snans took place on 14th of January, that is Makar Sankranti, and 29th January on Mauni Amavasya. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on 13th of January and more than 35 crore devotees have taken holy dip in Sangam so far. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Aman Yadav, who is at Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Aman, what kind of enthusiasm are you witnessing there on Basant Panchmi Amrit Snan?
M. Vasanuja, on the auspicious occasion of Basant Panchami, lakhs of devotees, pilgrims and tourists continues to come in Mela for the Amrit Snan. It is believed that bathing in the Sangam on Basant Panchami brings immense virtue and washes away all sins. Devotees are coming in the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati to take holy dip, and they are continuously chanting Har Har Gange and Har Har Mahadev. The ground of the Mela area is full of yellow color, as most of the devotees are wearing yellow kurtas. As you know, that yellow is the main ritual color because it holds auspicious or significance for the day, and yellow color represents learning and wealth. And the main attraction of today is the Amrit Snan of the 13 Akhadas. The first one who took the holy dip in early morning was Sri Panchayati Akhada Maha Nirwadi and Sri Shambhu Panchayati Akhada. And currently, every Akhada are taking the holy dip turn by turn, and devotees are welcoming the saints and seers by chanting Har Har Mahadev.
Yes, Aman, what security arrangements are in place for a smooth conduct of the Amrit Snan today?
In your security, a comprehensive six-point security plan and multi-level barricading has been implemented to regulate the flow of devotees. Special attention has been given to deploy additional forces at high security sensitivity zones with SP-level officers stationed at border points to enhance coordination and crowd management. For better crowd management, the number and height of signages on all return routes have been increased to ensure clear visibility for devotees leaving Sangam. The Snan's focal point, which is Sangam Bathing Ghat, has been given priority, and reinforced security with one company and two platoons of women CRPF has been deployed within the circulating area. This strategic security overall aims to facilitate seamless and secure Amrit Snan for saints, devotees, tourists and pilgrims. Yes, Anuja.
Yes, thank you, Aman, for that update. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the country cannot have millions of illegal migrants and allow the electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations, as he appealed to the youth to neutralize the anti-national narratives. Jagdeep Dhankar, also the chairman of the Rajya Sabha, voiced concerns over frequent disruptions in the parliament. Speaking at the World Forum of Accountants conference organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India in the national capital yesterday, he said the youth should be concerned about the existential challenges.
Our nation cannot afford to have millions of illegal migrants. We cannot allow our electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations and earthquakes.
Expressing concerns that some people and entities are not feeling good with the country's development journey, the Vice President also said there is a trend to generate sensation and narratives. Appealing to the youth, he said that power is in their hands to neutralize these anti-national narratives and to defeat those forces that are inimical to India.
I appeal to youth, I appeal to platinum category of young minds to neutralize anti-national narratives, to defeat those forces that are inimical to India. Your mind should be concerned with existential challenges we are facing.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, a six-member team of experts from AIIMS New Delhi, led by its director, Professor Dr. M. Srinivas, and including specialists in toxicology, yesterday visited Baghal village of District Rajouri, where 17 persons have died due to a mysterious disease, and collected samples of water from the Bauli and other food items from the houses of these 3 to 4 affected families. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the team visited Baghal village yesterday and collected food samples from their sealed homes and water bodies surrounding that area. ISRO's attempts to place the NVS-02 satellite in the desired orbit suffered a setback after the thrusters on board the spacecraft failed to fire, the space agency said yesterday. The NVS-02 satellite, which was crucial for India's own space-based navigation system, was launched on 29th of January on board the GSLV MK-2 rocket, which was ISRO's 100th launch from the spaceport at Sriharikota. The satellite is orbiting the Earth in an elliptical geosynchronous transfer orbit, which is not suitable for the navigation system. ISRO said the satellite systems are healthy and the satellite is currently in elliptical orbit. Moving on to the world of sports, in men's T20 cricket, India registered a whopping 150-run win against England in the fifth and final match played at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night and won the five-match series by 4-1. We have more from our correspondent.
Put into bat first, the Indian team scored 247 runs with a loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma played a starring role with the bat with the knock of 135 of 54 balls, which also saw him create the record for most sixes by an Indian in the T20I innings. Chasing a target of 248 runs set by India, the English side was bundled out for 97 runs in just 10.3 overs. Abhishek Sharma was declared player of the match and Varun Chakravarti was declared player of the series. Moving towards chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragnananda clinched the prestigious Tata Steel Masters 2025 title in a thrilling showdown, defeating reigning world champion D. Gukesh in a nail-biting tiebreaker last night at Wijkaanse, Netherlands. This victory makes R. Pragnananda the first Indian since Vishwanathan Anand in 2006 to claim the prestigious title. In table tennis, India's campaign at the 2025 WTT Singapore Smash continues with several key matches in the women's singles round of 64 scheduled for today, as Srija Kula will take on China's He Zhongzhen, while Manika Batra is set to face Romanian Elisabetta Samara. On the other hand, Yashaswini Ghorpade will challenge Japan's Miwa Harimoto in her round of 64 match. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on cancer awareness, inspiring action towards prevention, early detection and treatment with Dr. Dodul Mandal, oncologist. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our expert relating to cancer, such as what is it, its prevention, early detection and treatment. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-234-421050 and 011-233-1444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast dense fog conditions over Bihar, Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh during the morning and night hours today. The weather agency predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning at isolated places over Rajasthan today. The Met Department forecasts scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall or snowfall over western Himalayan region during the next 2 days. The IMD said light rainfall is also likely over adjoining plains of Northwest India during the next 2 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. After income tax relief and budget, Centre may push for a leaner GST machine to simplify and rationalise its implementation, reports the Economic Times. Trump triggers tariff wars with Mexico, Canada, China, justifying it by citing illegal immigration, drug crisis as reason, states Hindustan Times. The Times of India headline says, Canada slaps tit-for-tat tariffs on US, Mexico and China vow action. Badrinath Temple to open on May 4th after winter closure, writes the Pioneer. To celebrate country's musical heritage, Har Kant Mein Bharat radio series launched on Basant Panchami, showing richness of Indian classical music, notes the Statesman. And finally, newspapers today have covered the second successive win of Indian women's under 19 T20 World Cup title. The Asian Age quotes the Prime Minister hailing the team, saying, immensely proud of our Nari Shakti. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly elections ends this evening. Political leaders make last-ditch efforts to woo voters. JPC report on Waqf Bill to be presented in Lok Sabha today. Third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh underway on the occasion of Basant Panchmi in Prayagraj. Country cannot have millions of illegal migrants, says Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Appeals to youth to neutralize anti-national narratives. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyananda clinches prestigious Tata Steel Masters 2025 title at Wijkaanse in Netherlands. And in men's T20 cricket, India beat England in fifth and final match of the series played at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.